no place in the Bible. But, you know, if it wasn't important for us to know something about it, God wouldn't put it in there to start in with. And the book of Revelation, I think, is one of the greatest books of faith that there is in the Bible. Because God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit win every battle. So at this time, we will open the... Let your will be known with raising your hand.
Let's not flip a coin and see what they say it is.
Thanks, Ron. From what I've heard you say today and many other times when we talked about these things, it looks to me like there's two or three ways you need to look at the book of Revelation. Today you're talking about the structure of the book, what the symbols are talking about what they mean as opposed to application to some event. Well, I think you need to understand that. And then the meaning of the symbols, too, will be the second thing. And then you need to look at application. So I wonder, maybe you can't do it now, but I wonder if you could suggest some books in those categories for us that we could look at, since you've read more than the rest of us.
Well, of course, I can think of several books, of course. I think one book a lot of you is familiar with is Summers, Worthy as a Lamb. I think that's just a good reading. He takes basically, you got to look at the book of Revelation in a historical setting. One of the things he does at the beginning of his book is he talks about basically the different classic ways, the ways we've typically interpreted the book of Revelation. Now, there's nothing that, of course, is better than to just read and reread the book. But it is helpful to know about the different particular ways that typically the book has been approached. And if you have some understanding of that, when you start to read other books to try and help you, you know, understand more of it, you more quickly are able to see why somebody has taken this interpretation, this passage, and someone else has taken another. I think, you know, I just say that for a basic reading.
This book that you mentioned to me a while back, by Dennis Johnson, seems to be a good book that is looking at more at the structure of the book itself and how the various parts of the book relate to each other and to other symbols.
Johnson has some very good things in the very beginning talking about to read this book with meaning and not get caught up in endless speculation. That's Johnson's. Of course, if you just want a book that just... we'll try to uncover every stone for every view, you grab Beale's book. To do that, the days must be longer than 24 hours if you got other things to do. But it's a read. Haley's book is a nice general eclectic book on Revelation.
I think Ray Summers' book, Worthy of the Lamb, is an excellent book. I really have enjoyed reading it a lot and use it a lot in my studying Revelation. It seems to me that Haley, like I say, he has more of the eclectic view. Yeah. And he generalize, or I don't know if generalize is the right word or not, but he's not as historical per se as Summers, it seems to me. He kind of generalizes out a little bit more rather than just limiting everything just the Roman Empire and the times of Rome and that sort of thing. Is that your conception of Haley's position?
Yeah,
a little bit more general?
I think the thing about it is that you get someone that's exposing to you a general overall setting without being overall dogmatic, and let you try to think a little bit about the book itself rather than just taking what the guy himself has said. I think that's important.
In terms of a book that I find is a little bit...
Pardon me, folks, for moving around, but I got ears, okay? I can still listen, but I can't hear, okay? So pardon me for that.
Merrill Tenney has a good book called Interpreting Revelation.
Good... Merrill Tenney's book?
Merrill Tenney's book is really good on structure. Okay. He's a little biased a little bit, but he's a lot more focused on the structure and how.
Yeah, if you're going to read a book for emphasis on structure, Tenney would be good.
Yeah.
That was. And then some of his other things is kind of like talking to me. You better not hear it. But anyway.
Ron, that number 12.
Yes, sir.
Do you recognize that as organized religion?
Yes, kind of organized riven, or it could relate to the covenant people.
Uh-huh.
But it is a term which basically goes the idea of organized or religious.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah. And I'd recommend Jim McGuigan's book on Revelation.
All right. There again. No, I find it, yeah. This is off the cuff, but you know, there are three terms in the, and this isn't taking a shot at you, you know me. There are three terms, I think, when we read the book of Revelation that it seems to me quickly are often overemphasized. And one, of course, is signify. Because the truth is, if you look at the term a lot of places, it's basically talked about various forms of communication. So just to grab it to have to say something about symbol, 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 I don't find that. It's more like reading it. The second one, and this one you think I'm trying to get you, is shortly come to pass. Now we have these phrases about shortly come to pass and the time is near and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And obviously, we have to see that they convey meaning and you can't cast them aside. But I think sometimes that phraseology has been used, overused, to try and emphasize a particular position. Because in a prophetic book, those time phrases can refer to something, yes, something going on or about to go on, or it can refer to the idea of something that's sudden, something that's definite, or it can refer to something which is now beginning but is not completed. I think just for study, I think we have to look at that. And then I think actually the term prophecy. We grab the word prophecy and right away everybody emphasizes foretelling. But we forget that that word prophecy is what? It involves the idea of forthtelling. Now, I'm not saying any of those three terms to try and actually favor a particular view, but I am saying from my own study, those are three terms that it seems sometimes they just look to me like they're overemphasized to make a point that probably they shouldn't be emphasized that strongly. Are you going to ask me to make a final comment?
No, I'm going to fix to make a final comment.
He's the moderator.
We appreciate the excellent presentation of Ron on the book of Revelation. He's really an authority on it. But I might say this about our congregation. About 50 years ago, Jerry Cutter and James Orton were going here, and us three gave the book of Revelations. Well, Jerry and James went a number of places around the world teaching the gospel and so forth. And then about 10 years later, they both were back here again. And James and Jerry and me gave the book of Revelations. Another 10 years went by. It takes us that long to go through the New Testament. And Brother Edwin Morris was working here. And for some reason, he wouldn't touch the book of Revelation. And so me and two or three other the brethren gave it. And another 10 years passed by. And Dwayne and I gave the book of Revelations. We finished it up about 3 or 4 months ago, and I think there's a lot of information in the book of Revelation, and like I said, it's one of the greatest books of faith, I think, in the Bible, because God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit wins every battle.